Bright beams of light emanate from a golden torch held high in the raised hand of a woman draped in a Grecian toga. She stands atop a flight of steps surrounded by billowy clouds. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. Tell us about Christina Walters.
Christina Walters? God, I haven't heard that name in ages. You know the kind of woman who can get any guy she wants? That's Christina Walters. We dated, you know, briefly, but she's not the commitment type, you know. She's a player. She just likes to have fun.
I met Christina at a bar. Hot piece of ass. Totally hit it off. All night long, we dance. I buy her drinks. At the end of the night, she just splits. I lay down all that groundwork for nothing.
She gave me her number. It's been like 3 days. I sell swingers. I know these things work.
Hello, and welcome to AOL Movie Phone.
I stay up nights trying to figure out why she said she'd call and didn't. Maybe she wanted to call, and that's why she said she was gonna call. But when she was about to call,
Christina. Christina.
You know, prolonged impotence is very common after a breakup. Lots of men suffer from it. They just don't talk about it, you know? Not like me, gabbing away, gab, 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 gab.
But even still, because she said she was gonna call, she should have called to say she wasn't gonna call, and then I would have thanked her for calling to say she wasn't gonna call, and then...
But hey, you know, at least I don't get that dizzy, head-spinning nausea as much as I used to. Hooray! Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm doing fine. I am fan-fucking-fucking!
The impotent man's cycle breaks free of its moorings, and he crashes into a mirror. Columbia Pictures presents The Sweetest Thing. Flying above San Francisco, then zooming in on a young woman strutting down the center of a deserted street, she's listening to a personal stereo and dancing along to the music, wild and free.
Christina!
Hillary!
Shake it if you got it!
Wow, hello, Miss Christina. How you doing? What you doing?
Dancing too much. How you doing?
Oh, same thing. How was your day?
Pretty good. I got a new account. Designing a campaign for a sports line.
Well, they got the right girl now, didn't they?
Aw, thank you. So what's up?
Oh, you know, the usual. Defending the rights of my broken-hearted clients and trying to squeeze every single penny out of their miserable cheating spouses.
You go get them, woman. So listen. I think I'm just gonna order a pizza and stay in tonight. How's that sound?
Okay, but if we do that, you know what's gonna have to happen, huh?
Girl, I've been shaking my ass all the way up this hill.
Which track?
Track 3. Oh, yeah.
The two women meet at the top of an incredibly steep hill. Later, they're heading up the stairs to their apartment.
Is your granny here?
What's going on?
It's Jane. She loves this song.
Hola, chica! Mama chica!
Hey, Jane, what's up?
Hey, girl.
She dumped me. Heather dumped me. It was just 3 days before our 1 year anniversary.
Baby. No, you know what? Maybe he just freaked out.
You know what? He is going to call up tomorrow when he realizes what a huge mistake he made.
You know, he's probably just going to that.
No. Work. He says he's been wanting this for 6 months. He says he's been dying inside ever since I brought over my garment bag.
Ouch. Honey.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you know what? We're all guilty of it. You made yourself too available.
Yeah. Classic mistake, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Come here.
Not according to this.
Watch it.
Look,
what is this?
Commandment 4.
True love, the 10 commandments.
Mm-hmm. Commandment number 4. Thou shalt be open to love's possibility. Boundaries are the enemy of love.
Sweetie, look it. You know what? This book is relationship propaganda. Listen to me. Dating is all about boundaries.
But honey, you have to protect yourself. All right? I mean, we've all had our heart stomped on one too many times because we went and served it to them on a big old platter. A good defense is the best offense.
No. I am so tired of playing games.
This is not about playing games, okay? This is about self-preservation. Honey, you can't just throw yourself out there all exposed and vulnerable every time. That is how you get smacked down. Do you understand? don't go looking for Mr. Right. Look for Mr. Right now. And eventually, if he's worthy, and one day, that now part is just going to drop away. Naturally, you know? Meanwhile, you're just gonna have fun together.
Yeah, it's not so serious, you know? Shake it off a little bit.
Speaking of fun, we are gonna take you out.
Come on. What? Yeah.
Oh, yes, so we are taking you out. You are going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, go.
No. No.
Courtney.
Jane.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
The girls go in ahead of the line. Inside the club, a dancer writhes her body alongside a chrome pole. Christina and Courtney are having a whale of a time on the dance floor. Jane shifts uncomfortably on a neon-lit waterbed. A man standing at the bar eyes Christina and Courtney appreciatively. An over-enthusiastic suitor starts throwing some shapes in front of Christina, who laughs at him. Jane gets pulled back onto the waterbed by a girl.
Check it out, baby. Yeah. What's your name, baby? Uh-huh. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Second love.
Two men circle Christina and Courtney. Christina and Courtney beat a hasty exit, making chopping movements with their hands as they make their way through the crowd. Then they hurl themselves onto Jane.
Oh my God, like Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
Martini.
Thank you. Compliments of the gentleman at the bar.
Which one? Where?
Oh, well, thank you, leather coat guy.
Chill.
Leather coat guy's looking kind of good, huh?
Shotgun!
Cheater.
Courtney sidles up to the leather coat guy.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing.
You know, I am having the best time.
Are you, sweetie?
My boyfriend just dumped me. I'm here at this club where no one wants to talk to me, and I want to go home. No. No. Christina, I can't do this.
Yes, you can. It's really very easy. Observe.
Ow.
She scratched his head.
I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Peter. What?
Peter, this is my friend Jane. Jane would love to dance.
Jane, I don't mean to be rude, but I have some friends who are waiting for me, and nice to meet you, though.
Oh, he hated me. I suck.
You do not suck. That guy was a dick. Look, I'm gonna make sure that you have fun tonight. If it's the last thing.
I'm sorry. What did you just call me? Yeah, you just called me a dick. I heard you. Why am I a dick?
Well, because you. I didn't like the way you treated my friend.
Wait, I didn't do anything to your friend.
Well, you barely gave her the time of day.
No. You tried to pawn me off on her, and I didn't go for it.
Pawn you off on you? Listen, you should be so lucky to even talk to someone as hot and sweet as Jane.
Well, excuse me.
Hey, I wasn't suggesting that the two of you get married. I just thought maybe you could get it on.
What?
Excuse me, okay?
Get
I was trying
on?
To do you a favor.
You know nothing about me. What if I'm some psycho serial killer or something
like
that?
And what if Jane was the girl of your dreams, but you'll never know?
That is the sweetest thing. I never thought I'd meet the girl of my dreams by having somebody grab me at a bar and say, hey, you, man, I have good woman for you. She's very hot and sweet. She's there. Jane!
Wait.
You dance for the man!
Maybe
the
that's
town.
Your problem.
What's my problem?
I don't know. Maybe if you didn't play it so safe, Mr. Safety Boo,
hey.
You might actually, I don't know, meet a girl that you could have fun with.
And this brilliant love advice comes from someone who loves to play games with men, always in control. That way she never has to get too close. Nice manners, by the way.
Jane's hooked up with someone else.
Where the hell did that guy... Jane?
What's up with you?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Q.
can't believe you grabbed his ass.
No, but he comes right into my face and he starts telling me all this stupid stuff about how I like to play games and always be in control so I don't never get too close. And can you believe him?
No.
What?
Nothing. I just never seen you act like this before, that's all.
Act like what?
They're fake.
Oh.
All bajiggity about some guy.
You call me bajiggity?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to stare.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's why I got him.
I'm not bajiggity.
You are so bajiggity.
They look real.
Oh, thank you. You can touch it if you want to.
No. Touch it. Wait. She likes it.
That's fine. Go ahead. It feels real, huh?
Oh. If I'm bajiggity about this guy, Peter, it's only because you're telling me I am.
My God.
What?
You've named the puppy.
You did not.
You just called him Peter.
I did?
Sheila, you've got to come over and really think.
Thanks.
I'm psychic, and I just knew that his name was Peter. Knock your socks off.
So soft. Unfucking believable.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. I am so getting a pair.
What I tell you, that's why chicks always go to the bathroom together.
Chris, it's so obvious that you like this guy. Why are you being such a pussy about it?
Why are you making such a big deal out of it? If you haven't noticed, there's plenty of guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
Christina finds herself face to face with Peter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Peter.
Huh?
Later, Christina leans over the bar.
Eric! Hey!
Be right there.
You don't have to do this. I mean, it's...
I know, but I want to. Okay, I spilled your drink. Can I please buy you another one?
Okay. Listen, I want to apologize now. I shouldn't have been impolite to your friend, and if I was, I didn't mean to be. It's just my brother is waiting for me, and I got nervous, I guess. I don't know, but I just, not that, I mean, otherwise I'd be all over your friend.
I'm the one who should apologize. I was rude, so I apologize.
No, I understand. No, you were protecting your friend. Anybody would have done that. I thought that was sweet.
Now they find a spot in the crowd.
Jesus.
So are we good now?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I should probably get back to my friends.
Okay.
Thanks for the drink.
Cheers.
Cheers. Have a good night.
You too.
Courtney's in a passionate clinch with leather coat guy.
Excuse me, can you take this? I'm so struck out with this guy.
One more thing. Should I be upset that my ex-girlfriend has her tongue down that guy's throat? I guess I blew my chance, huh?
Yeah, that could have been you.
Yeah, if I weren't such a dick. A dick? Was that really a dick?
Yeah.
Really?
You were a dick.
Wow. Maybe we should start over again. Why don't I walk by? You kind of grabbed me like you did before.
I didn't grab you.
You totally grabbed
me.
You grabbed me right on the ass.
I kissed you.
Listen, it's not my style. I don't grab.
Okay.
I don't grab, okay?
Hey! Dude! Excuse me. Dude! Where you been? Everybody's waiting, huh? After hours party, back at the hotel. These two pigs are good to go, huh? Did I mention that we have the Freddie Mercury suite?
Oh, hey. She puked on him.
Again? God, she's like a hose. Go help her, please. Or not. All right, she's out, so we're one short. Who's this chick? Oh,
no.
She is hot.
No,
bring
no,
her.
No.
What?
Fuck me. Don't say no. You'd have so much fun. Al, listen, you've got to say yes. You've got to come because let me tell you why. You're never going to find anyone better than my brother here. He is the greatest, and I am
okay.
Serious. That hurts me.
Okay.
That hurts me. Now, just look at him. Chicks freak on this guy. He is, come on now, he is the shit, and that's why he's in my wedding on Saturday.
Raj, no.
Yes.
No.
Just trying to help out. Yeah.
Bye.
Sorry. Hey, listen, lady. Big party, Four Seasons, room 402. You're invited. And you're invited. All right, I'm leaving. Are you following me?
That's my brother.
Oh, he's special.
Careful, that's puke. It's puke. Don't touch me.
Wow. So when's the wedding?
Saturday afternoon up in summer. That's where we live.
That's nice.
Peter, it's looking like now. Okay. You're pinching my arm skin.
Okay, I better go. For real this time.
Well, it was nice to meet you.
It was very nice to meet you. I had a great time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you should definitely come by the party if you want to.
Really?
Definitely, if you want to.
Okay, well, I'll ask my friends. Maybe we'll stop by.
I really hope I see you, but in case I don't see you, have a nice life.
You too.
Christina watches Peter make his way out through the throng. Later, she's at home.
Hey, Chris, it's Court. So I'm at the party with Leather Coat Guy, and I was just checking in to see if you're listening to your messages, because if you are listening to your messages, that means you were too chicken shit to hook up with Peter, which therefore means you are a loser. You are a loser. A loser.
Thanks, Court.
I'm a big loser. What's up, you bitches and hoes and losers? Losers up.
Christina looks at the clock. She's wearing pink pajamas.
Too late now.
She puts a cushion behind her head and lies back on the sofa.
He's kind of cute. Funny. Really funny.
She drifts off into a dream where she's lying in bed wearing sexy lingerie. She throws her head back in orgasmic ecstasy. She throws out her leg in pleasure. Then Peter emerges from beneath the covers.
Oh my God, you're so good at that.
If you don't mind, I'd like to do that every hour on the hour for the rest of our lives.
Of course, go right ahead.
Thank you. And don't worry about returning the favor. Men don't really like oral sex.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. It's just a bad rumor that was started sometime in the 50s.
I had no idea. Yeah, I need to tell my friends.
Please do. Someone needs to put an end to this madness.
He snuggles up beside her.
God, I'm so glad I came back to the hotel room. God.
Me too. I never thought I'd see you again.
Room service.
Oh, right on time.
Ice cream?
Only the best for our VIPs.
I had to remove all the calories for you.
Oh, you are good. All right.
I know I said I wanted to do it to you every hour on the hour, but I really can't wait. Can I do it again now?
Okay. Wow.
The bellboy gives them a cheery salute and leaves, just as Peter hunkers down beneath the covers once again. In her sleep, Christina giggles and twitches with relish. She wakes with a start and sits up looking a little overwhelmed. The sun has risen and is shining through the windows of her apartment. She looks at the clock, then considers for a moment before picking up the phone.
Hi, San Francisco, California, please, for, Four Seasons Hotel, thanks. Great dream. Yes, hi, do you have a Freddie Mercury suite? Oh, good. Can I have it? Thanks. Really? Already? Okay, have a great day. Thanks, bye.
She shrugs.
What am I even calling for? Hello? Hey, Court. Yeah.
Now a parade of Chinese dragons is making its way along a sidewalk. It passes Jane and Christina, who are having a conversation in sign language. Courtney gets off a passing trolley car.
In there. I have to drop something off at the dry cleaners real quick.
Oh,
real
honey, can it wait, please? I'm so hungry right now.
Isn't that Courtney's dress that you borrowed last night?
Yeah? Well, why are you bringing it in? What, did you get something on it?
Yeah. No. I'm just trying to be a good girlfriend.
I'm really sorry.
You? Slut! Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
Guilty!
I will take it to the dry cleaners and it will be gone.
Ew.
Christina and Courtney throw the sperm-stained dress about.
Come on, I have to get
enough as it is to go in there. What am I going to say?
Mr. Martin, can you help me with my gym?
You know what? You guys suck.
No, obviously you suck.
You suck. Really? Wow. I'm proud.
Jane walks off. She wallops a mocking parade character. Now she's walking towards the dry cleaners looking uncomfortable, with the dress stashed in a brown paper bag. Seeing there's no one behind the counter, she dumps the dress and writes out a quick receipt. She's rushing out when the middle-aged owner suddenly appears.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, Mr. Martin.
Hey, how's your mother?
Great. Oh, God, she's good. Everyone's good. Thank you.
Your grandmother?
Everyone's great.
That's fine. That's fine. So what you got for me today?
Oh, just a dress, but I'll be back for it in a few days. I've got no hurry.
Any stains?
No.
Watch this.
What?
This.
Stain?
This is going to be a tough one.
Oh, wow, I didn't even notice that. I must have spilled some soda on me last night or something.
No, no, this is not soda. Think, Jane, think. If I know what it is, it's easier for me to remove. Mm-hmm. Ah, the field trip. Come in, children. Come in, come in. Yes, yes, come on. Hi. Good afternoon, Mrs. Franklin.
Hi, Mr. Martin. Okay, now on today's field trip, we are going to learn about cleanliness.
Sorry, you know.
Jane?
Jane? Hey.
Birds? Oh, sweetheart, I haven't seen you since I taught you in third grade.
Oh. Top of the morning, then, Mr. Martin. Ah, load of children.
As I live and breathe, isn't it? It is, little Mary Jane Byrne. What a coincidence. I'm having supper with your parents tonight. What a stain you got there, little Jane, eh?
So how was it? Was it fun? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't tell you this. Apparently, one of the guys who was at the party, like, flipped out. Was out on the balcony, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs,
Christina! Has anyone seen my little Christina?
And then he jumps off the balcony, and he dies because you're a pussy. Why didn't you go?
I don't know. I was going to. I was going to, and then I wasn't, and then I don't know. I called him
at the hotel this morning. Wait, I was like, hold on. Rewind for 1 second. You called him at the hotel?
Well, what did he say?
Nothing. He said nothing, okay? Nothing.
Why?
He checked out already.
Okay. So let's just sum this up real quickly. In the bathroom, we hate him, yet we call him by name. Then we throw beer on him. Then we laugh and we flirt and we dance with him. Then we casually call him at the hotel. Then we obsess about the casual call.
Obsess? Mm-hmm. I'm not obsessing.
I'm just wondering.
I'm not obsessing.
Could all this erratic behavior possibly be because this guy did get under your skin?
No.
That you might really like him?
No.
That you regret not going to this party because now you will never know
no.
what might have happened?
No, okay? I don't regret it. And if I had any regrets, it would be this conversation right now, having it with you. Can we just drop it?
Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. I won't mention it again.
You know,
even if I did regret not going to the party, it's not like I can do anything about it now. So, I mean, sometimes you just have to let these things go, right?
Exactly.
Although, if there was regret, you know, so I suppose there's always just something you could do about it, right? Like you could show up at his brother's wedding, because it is his brother. But that's only if you regretted it, which I don't regret it.
Roger and Peter are on the upper floor of the Somerset Putton Hole driving range.
Come on.
How much time we got?
We've got like 3 hours before the rehearsal. Hit the ball.
Oh, good shot. Oh, I'm gonna shove that club up your ass, you dick licker!
What are you up by, like two now?
Yes.
Huh? Well, listen, it doesn't get any better than this, huh? To the marriage.
To the marriage.
To the bride.
To the bride.
Yeah.
To 50 years with the same woman.
That's really depressing.
Sorry.
Your saggy tits. Be able to use them as a belt by then. Or just tuck them in her socks, you know?
Okay.
God, this marriage is such a big leap, you know? It's really intense, Pete.
But if it's the right woman.
Yeah, I guess. Get up a little. Yes, four!
You motherfucker! Stop bothering me!
You're driving right into him.
Hey, what about John? I hear he's still AWOL from that bachelor party.
No, no, he showed up last night. He's missing an eyebrow, and he's got a tattoo on his ass that says bitch.
I am not an animal!
Very good. Oh, hey, speaking of bitches, what was going on with you that night at the club with that hottie?
Nothing.
I mean, Jesus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you liked her a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie. Don't lie to Darth Luke.
They pretend their clubs are lightsabers.
I can see it in your eyes you liked her.
Nothing I can do about it now.
Should have poked her in the whiskers when you had the chance.
What's that, Gramps?
I met this hot young dish at the World's Fair back in 1940. Every moment with her was like a slice of heaven.
I bet you really miss Grandma, huh?
Oh, fuck Grandma. Huh? It's Pearl I'm talking about. She was the love of my life. Don't ever let these moments pass you by.
Roger and Peter are lost for words.
Fucking Grandma.
Would you be nice? Come on, 7-6.
They both swing.
Four!
Christina is asleep in bed. She has smears of toothpaste on her face. Courtney tickles her nose with a feather, armed with the toothpaste tube, and finally manages to wake Christina up.
You suck.
Damn it.
Oh, but you smell so minty fresh now.
What do you want?
I need to borrow your black Gucci bag.
It's in the living room.
Okay, well, I don't know where in the living room, and I don't feel like looking for it, so let's go.
No.
Will you help me find it, please?
Dang it.
Come on, please.
Once since I'm up now, and you decided to torture me. I'll go.
Get up.
I'll go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Can you guys tell me where the bathroom is?
It's behind you.
Over here? Oops. Thanks.
Oh, my cock. Oh, my cock.
Oh, my
cock. Oh, my cock.
Jane's rubbing her crotch.
Oh, do you guys have any Advil?
Oh, my
God. Oh, he is so cute. So stupid.
Oh, baby.
Can I get that purse now, please?
Yes, you can.
No, now. Thank you.
Okay. Where's the purse?
Ah, oh, thank you very much.
Where are you going?
You and I are going to a wedding.
What wedding? Who's getting married?
We are going to Peter's brother's wedding.
Peter?
Now listen, the Somerset place where they live is like some small freak-ass town about 3 hours north of here, so we have to get on the road now if we're gonna make it on time.
Peter?
What?
Peter? I'm not going to Peter's brother's wedding.
What are you talking about? Yesterday you said you wanted to go, so I went and, you know.
Courtney, I was joking.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
50% of what people say when they're joking is true, which means that you do want to go to this wedding, but you're just too afraid to admit it. So by making some sort of joke about it, you get to say what you really want without being vulnerable, right?
Maybe.
Okay, good. The wedding starts at 5:00. I refuse to be late. I want you to put some clothes on now. Thank you.
That was a nice one.
Thanks.
Clouds shroud the top of the Golden Gate Bridge. Christina and Courtney are on the road, driving in a black car.
Watch the road.
I got it. I am watching the road. That's it. Once we get off the 140, we'll take the 95. Get off on the Somerset exit.
All right.
and we'll just drive around and we should find
the problem. Ta-da!
Christina sniffs.
Ugh. What is that?
What is what?
You don't smell that?
Smell what? I don't smell
anything. Oh, Jesus, you're used to it. That's what's really scary.
I don't smell anything.
It smells like moldy ass is what it smells like in here.
Wait a minute, come to think of it, I did leave some ass in the back.
You did?
About a week ago,
did.
I did.
It's
the ass.
You?
It must be the ass.
No.
Sit down, please.
Oh, Jesus! You're gonna...
Christina crawls into the back.
What are you doing?
Jesus, Courtney.
What is...
Oh. No. Stop. All right, folks, look, just don't be throwing out anything on my face, okay?
Where is it coming from, Courtney?
Where? I can still smell it.
Maybe it's you. Something crawl up your punani?
Hey, listen, I have never, ever had any complaints in the punani odor department.
But yeah, well, you know what? Neither have I, okay?
High five on the king punani.
Oh, ew.
What?
Ew.
What is this?
What is what?
What is this?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I don't even know how long it's been in here.
What is in here?
Oh, Jesus.
A takeout foil swan filled with maggots.
No. That is not okay.
It isn't okay. Our disgusting, nasty pig.
No, do you understand? There was maggots on that pig.
Having flung it from the window, the swan dive bombs the windscreen. At a rest stop...
Man, maggot juice all over me.
Here it is.
Oh, please. Please roll.
Someone's in here.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, it might be a while.
How long?
Let me put it to you this way. I had lamb curry last night and I'm shitting out of Buick.
Oh. Was it absolutely vital for her to tell us that?
Later, at the men's room.
Oh my god, don't move.
Use the urinal.
You want to hear some poetry?
There once was a man from Bandu who fell asleep in a canoe. He dreamed of Venus and played with his penis and woke up with a handful of goo.
Wait, don't make me laugh!
Follow the yellow brick road. God. I'm following the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. La, 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 la. Oh, Buffy! You look like my old doggy Buffy. Hello, girl. I haven't seen you.
Oh, my God.
Buffy dog. That's a good girl. What you got? Come on. What you got? What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? What you got in there?
While Christina gets an eyeful of penis, Courtney rips the water pipe from the wall and both of them get completely soaked. Later, they're sitting on some swings.
How could you not know what a glory bowl is?
Well, unlike my whore friend Courtney Rockcliffe, I don't usually spend much time in men's public bathrooms, okay?
God damn, that is the funniest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I flew across that room.
And you got fucked in the eye.
Well, you know, I'm glad you find it so fucking amusing, okay? I really do. Could you please have some compassion?
I do.
Because I could go blind, okay?
No, you're not going to go blind.
All right, let me
look at it, okay?
I mean, my penis in my eye.
Wait. Let me see. Shh. Okay.
How is it? Is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay. I think you're pregnant.
Would you please stop it already?
Now I want you to redress the mannequins and check the sock inventory.
Oh, come on, Jane. It's Saturday and nobody's here. And Mr. Mooney
is off sailing with his boy toy, which leaves me in charge of the store, so shoo.
Somebody needs to get some.
Someone dressed in a fluffy cartoon elephant costume bounds in.
Ooh, there's my dirty girl.
Ah! No!
It's me.
Why are you dressed like that?
Oh, it's my job. I work at a children's hospital.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Mm. You look so cute. Mm. I'm horny.
Jane takes her lover by the hand and they head up some stairs. Christina.
You're gonna laugh at this one.
What?
No, I said I had to do laundry today. Because I ran out of clean underwear, honey. I've only got the skanky ones left.
Tell me about it, dude.
Hey, we're going back tonight.
You are so unbelievable. No way. Is that what I think it is?
Spring break. 1994, baby.
Turn it up.
Oh, my God.
Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song.
The girls strip off their wet clothes until they're left in big pants and bikini tops.
And in the personal columns,
there was a better habit.
If you like pina coladas, get caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have a brain.
Oh my God!
You and I are so awesome together. We're like two peas in a pod. We're like oil and vinegar.
Shut up.
Oh, Jane.
I can't believe fucking a purple elephant.
What do you mean she's not here? We have customers, Missy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mooney. I'll go check upstairs.
God, I'm gone for one day. The place turns into Indonesia. Oh, Jane.
Jane?
Janie, Janie, wait.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
What is going on?
Nothing. I'm just a little frantic. I have a million things to do today, and I'm dizzy. I'm so dizzy.
Well, Mr. Mooney's downstairs, and he is P-I-S-E-D.
Pissed?
Jane and the other assistant rush downstairs. The assistant failed to notice the purple elephant standing behind her.
Where have you been?
I was upstairs taking inventory.
Yeah, my Aunt Fanny.
Ew.
Galini's.
Hello, is Jane there?
Yes, she is.
Have a lovely day.
Hello?
Jane! Jane!
Sorry, guys, I can't talk right now. I'm really busy.
Wait, we were just wondering, though. We were wondering.
Jane's lover, dressed as the elephant, falls over the banister. Christina and Courtney are back on the road, still only wearing their pants and bikini tops. Courtney is putting on lipstick, balancing the tube in her hand on the steering wheel. Christina has painted her toenails and is drying them with her feet up on the dashboard.
Oh, shit. What?
I dropped the thingy to my lip gloss.
Yeah.
Can you get it for me, sweetie?
I'll get it.
Okay, I'm trying.
It's too far over. I'll get it.
Hold on.
Christina gets up onto her hands and knees and leans down between Courtney's legs to find the lip gloss brush. A passing biker looks in on the scene and can hardly believe his eyes. Courtney sees him and plays up to the fact that he thinks Christina is giving her oral sex.
Yeah, baby!
She waggles her tongue between two fingers.
Oh, yeah, right there.
No, that's not it.
Oh, you like that?
Don't stop.
Oh.
Courtney sucks her finger. The biker swerves to avoid a road sign, but then comes crashing off his bike. Courtney looks panicked and glances over her shoulder. She sees the biker jump up and hold up his arms triumphantly.
Okay, I found it. Jesus, almost got smothered down there.
Shit.
Are you okay?
Huh? You good?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Never better.
Okay, so let's get on the same page about what we're gonna say once we get to the wedding.
Right.
Game plan. Walk up to him and be like, Peter, is that you?
Oh my God.
My friend Courtney, that hot babe over there, she and I went to college with a bride.
It's unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
No, I can believe that.
It's unbelievable.
Freaky.
Now, three people are cycling in a row down a pretty sunlit street, lined with houses. A man driving a horse and carriage takes off his hat to greet people as he passes. Christina and Courtney get out of their car, clutching paper maps around their waist in an attempt to hide their pants from public view. They teeter into a boutique.
Miss Ferris has plenty to offer us,
yes,
doesn't she?
Plenty, of course.
Yes,
thank you very much. We don't have time for this.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
All right. Welcome to my store. Can I help you?
No, we were just browsing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You don't like my store, do you?
No, that's not it at all. No, it's a really lovely store. Yeah. We're looking for something
a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
The next dress store is 20 miles from here.
20 miles away? We're gonna miss the wedding.
Yeah. Perfect. Judy Webb's wedding? I knew all about it. I dressed half the guests.
You know, when I was 22, my breastises were like right about there. Nice and perky. Gravity has taken them to there. It's like 22, 28, 22, 28.
Buy some new ones.
28.
Okay, wait, but wait. This is... No. She's looking. What is this? What is that? No, but what is that? No, what is that, though?
That again is...
Hello, hi.
Gravity.
How are you?
Knock, knock. Are you teaching?
Yeah. Yes.
You're going to love this stuff. It's our latest line.
Wow.
You need other sizes, just colors.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vera.
Wow.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Oh, my. Look.
That's nice.
Hey, wait a minute.
Let's see.
Do we have time for a movie montage?
Oh, well, you know.
The girls appear from behind curtains. Christina is dressed in silver sequins, Courtney in gold frills. Then they're wearing blue and orange suits with top hats. Christina works her role dressed as Sandy from Greece in a black leather jacket, off-the-shoulder top, and impossibly tight satin trousers. Courtney's pretending to be Jennifer Beals in Flashdance, wearing an oversized grey sweatshirt and black shorts. She circles her hips, with fake sweat dripping down her back. Later, Courtney has hysterics reenacting a scene from Pretty Woman. Christina, dressed as Madonna in the 80s, makes Courtney vanish. Now, at the counter...
Go!
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you both look sensational.
Well, thanks to your styling.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, would you like to be on our mailing list?
Sure, right here.
Christina has already left.
Mm-hmm. There, just... send it there.
Oh, that's sweet.
It sure is.
Thank you. Bye.
We gotta go.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
I can't walk in this thing.
Oh, it's like little stuff. Little
bondage.
I don't have time to be back. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God. These are the days of our lives. This is not discreet, okay?
No, it isn't.
We are not going to be able to walk into a wedding.
Oh, come on. It's very LaToya Jackson.
I mean, really, look at all this. I may as well strap a sign on my ass as a stalker, okay? I am not going there wearing this outfit.
So can we please just go?
Yes, let's go. Let's go home.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we've driven for 3.5 hours and... everything, but no, let's go. No, let's go. I'm serious. No, let's go. I really,
please,
let's go.
Don't reverse psychology me right now. Okay?
I'm not reverse psychologizing you.
Yes,
okay?
You are. You're so good at it, you don't even know you're doing it anymore.
No, I. All right, maybe a little bit.
Court, this is crazy, okay?
Know,
this was really crazy.
I know. What the hell were we thinking? I just wish there was some sort of sign from God that you and this Peter Donahue guy are supposed to be together.
Donahue?
How do you know his last name's Donahue?
Because you're sitting on his face.
A sign on a bench.
Oh, my God, it's him.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
Dude, he's adorable.
Oh, I know.
And look at this. Everything he touches turns to soul.
And he's funny. He's funny, too. See?
I know.
Church bells?
A bell tolls at the top of a white steeple. Christina, dressed in pink and Courtney wearing blue, dash around the corner as fast as their skin-tight skirts will allow them. They head inside and see the guests sitting in the pews.
All right, what do you think? Bride or groom side?
I have to go to the bathroom, I think.
Did you misplace your bladder today?
Sweetie, what is going on?
I'm
here?
Wearing the tightest skirt
okay,
ever.
All right, for the love of God, go to the bathroom. I'll find
you. Thank you. Hi, could you tell me where the restroom is?
It's right outside.
Outside.
Courtney heads down the aisle and slides into a seat. She bursts in on the bride.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I can't breathe.
Really? Okay, yeah. Just breathe. Stay calm. You're going to be okay. Are you okay? Okay, you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay.
Water.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
I'm just going to leave you alone for a second, okay?
Judy!
And then, in a minute, Dad!
Judy stands up and looks at her reflection.
I don't want to go in the deep end. I don't want to go in the deep end.
Flowers. Here. But you...
I look like a magazine bride.
No, you don't. You look really beautiful. Like the perfect bride.
Why don't I feel good?
Well, I'm sure that you're just really nervous. It's a big day, right?
Oh, it's what every girl dreams of. How do you know it's real?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you, really. But I'm sure the two of you are going to be really happy together. And if you're not, you know, you can always just get divorced.
Yeah!
Yeah, see? It'll be okay.
Right! You're so right!
So just get yourself together. You look smashing.
I look beautiful!
You look amazing!
I look beautiful!
You do!
I look beautiful.
Amazing.
Thank you. I get off my dress.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I'm getting married!
Yay! Hi.
Christina comes out of the toilet. When she tries to leave the building, the door handle comes off in her hand. A boy, aged about 9, is staring at Courtney. She gives a tight smile, then gestures for him to turn round in his seat. He defiantly shakes his head. In trying to fix the door, Christina manages to break the outer handle.
Yes, Jesus.
Courtney and the boy are sticking their tongues out at each other. Now, the priest.
Okay, boys, we're on.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Straight?
Yep.
Good.
Big moment.
You look nice.
Don't stress. Don't stress.
Okay. Hey, okay. A little slap. Okay.
Yeah? Huh?
Don't be gay in God's house. Give me a hit. Thank you. All right. Let's
okay.
go. Let's do it.
Courtney sidles up the aisle in the opposite direction to a page boy and a flower girl making their way down. Outside.
Chris!
Oh my God!
Okay.
Father, I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I got locked in.
You all right?
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck. Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I'm not good. Okay.
You're stuck.
We don't have to lie anymore because I made friends with the bride.
They try some double doors, but find them locked.
No. You cannot lock the door. Don't lock the door.
Hello.
No.
They hobble to some other doors.
Oh, please. Oh,
suki.
The doors open. They sneak in. Judy's father sits down next to Gramps.
I bet you miss Grandma.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the holy matrimony of Judith Catherine Webb and Peter Donahue.
Peter?
Jesus Christ!
I didn't do it.
She did it.
This isn't the Glickman bar mitzvah, is it?
No? Moisha, are you here? No, good. Okay.
Sorry, Sharon, let's go.
Mazel tov.
Christina?
Yeah, hottie.
Shalom.
Christina and Courtney try to make a dignified exit.
That's the strangest thing I've ever seen. You're no Jews in Somerset.
Oh, shit.
Shall we proceed?
Oh, sure.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate the holy matrimony of Judith Catherine Webb and Peter Donahue, which is an honorable estate instituted of God, signifying unto us the mystical union that is between Christ and
Peter.
Saint
Peter. Peter.
Yeah.
And his
church. I made reservations.
Where?
And is commended.
About this.
Really?
Yeah.
Saint Paul.
Me
to
too.
Be honorable among
really?
All.
Yeah.
All men, and therefore is not by any to be entered.
I love you.
But I'm not in love with you.
Lightly.
Anymore.
Oh. You're ruining it.
But
we're still friends. Hey.
I don't want to get married.
I don't want to get married.
No kiss. I haven't married you yet.
We're not getting married!
Miguel?
Dad.
But we are having a party. We just exited the back. It's to the left.
Christina and Courtney are driving away. They pull up on a quiet stretch of road, and Christina gets out of the car, looking shell-shocked. She closes her eyes and braces herself.
Close your eyes. Why don't you give me your hand?
At the reception.
Hi. You feel my heart?
How you doing?
Okay, you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
You owe me $30,000 for this wedding.
Daddy, please. So you know what I'm thinking of doing?
What's that?
I think I'm going to cash in the honeymoon tickets, fly to Bali, and go scuba diving.
I'm going to rip your face off, peckerhead.
Daddy, stop. Sweetie?
Yes?
I have a confession to make.
I have a confession to make. You're a fucking dead man.
Dad, I met someone.
You met someone?
Online.
Online.
Roger's playing air guitar.
His name is Ricky. I think he's really special.
Ah, fuck it! It's go time! Son of a bitch!
Dad, stop it!
Christina and Courtney drive across the Golden Gate Bridge at night. Later, they're holding large cups of coffee at a gas station.
Court? Mm-hmm. Refresh my memory. Was that Peter's wedding we walked in on? Yeah. That's what I thought. Yep. I'm such an idiot. No, you're not. I meet a guy for 2 minutes and I'm chasing after him like he's something special.
Well, maybe you want someone special for once, you know? Maybe you were thinking that you were tired of the game.
You tired of the game?
Yep. Let's go home.
Okay.
Shh. Get this.
They teeter up a hill to Christina's building and find police and an ambulance outside.
Oh my God. What's going on? Excuse me, officer?
Hey, what's going on here?
20 years on the force and I've never seen something so horrible.
What? Where? Where's the emergency?
Apartment 3.
But that's my apartment.
Jane.
Jane. Oh, Jane!
Poor girl. Never saw it coming.
The stairwell is crowded.
I wouldn't go in there, ma'am. It's not a pretty sight.
I live here.
Ma'am!
Apparently, they're stuck.
What do you mean they're stuck?
Jamie, are you okay? How are you stuck?
I have a piercing.
I don't get it. How is she stuck? Behind her tonsils. How the hell do you know that?
Listen, honey, I'm gonna just pull you really gently. No. I'm gonna pull it carefully, okay?
Ma'am, we've got the ambulance waiting outside and the OR prep for surgery. We have to get going.
No, wait. She could sing. You could sing, Jane. It relaxes the throat, honey. Try.
Relax. Don't do it when you want to get to it. Relax. Don't do it when you want to come.
Stop. You're getting me hard again.
The wrong song. Okay. What?
I can stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender.
Come on, sweetie, try it.
Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. Even when I dream of you.
Everyone joins in an attempt to help Jane get her mouth unstuck from her partner's penis. A gay couple in the living room kiss, and Jane finally gets free. She gratefully joins in the song.
How do I live without you? I want to know.
What?
3 weeks later.
Okay, so she says to him, girl, you know it's true. Changed my life.
Just a sad little tear slowly.
Oh, come on.
What do you want from me? I was 16 years old, okay?
I don't even know why I started talking to her in the second grade. I swear I don't.
Because you thought I was the shit.
Come on. You are the shit, shithead.
Oh, my God.
What?
They found a donor for my patient. Okay, I gotta go. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh,
hey, you know
okay.
What? Christina, it was great meeting you.
It's nice to meet you, Greg.
Jane, it was great meeting you.
Oh, great meeting you.
So sorry I have to run off like this. I'll make you risotto tomorrow night.
No, it's fine. It's good. You're fine, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Okay, can I just say that was so sweet?
He's great.
Jeff.
He's so sweet.
Jeff.
He doesn't have any piercings, does he?
I don't know, actually, because I haven't done that with him yet. So, yeah.
Oh, honey, you really do like him.
I don't want to talk about it because I'm going to jinx it. So.
Okay.
Christina smiles at Courtney affectionately. Later, at home, she heads into her living room, carrying a cookie on a plate, a glass of milk, and the phone. She sits down, then shifts uncomfortably and pulls Jane's self-help book out from between the sofa cushions. She starts to dial a number, then stops and puts the phone down. She picks up the self-help book and starts flicking through it. She takes a bite of the cookie as she muses on the contents. Meanwhile, Roger takes a seat opposite Peter at a table outside a cafe.
Hey,
Hey. I closed on the Mahalik House today.
Great news for you.
You don't need to do a thing.
What about it? What did they say about my aluminum siding?
No.
Really?
Really. I'd be careful of those fat-free chips. They cause anal leakage.
You cause anal leakage. Says so on the bag.
Roger examines the back of the bag, then quickly spits out the chips he's just eaten.
What kind of marketing brainiac puts anal leakage on his product? How can he even sell that crap? What time's your flight?
9:30.
Can't believe you're going to Costa Rica. Yeah. You know your female problems are completely over with?
Hope so.
Oh, they are. You know what I hear about Costa Rican women? Hmm? For 5 pesos.
No, Raj.
Yeah, they take your chimichanga.
Raj, no.
And your paquito.
No, senor. Senor.
Yeah. Listen to me.
No quiero.
All right. All I'm saying is make nice with the concierge, okay? You all right, Vera?
Couldn't be better.
A car smashes her shop dummy.
Thank you so much.
Hey, where do you want it?
Oh, just put it down right here, boys.
Okay, dokie.
Peter, since you're going away, do you want to be on our mailing list?
Yes, I would, ma'am. I'd love to. Thank you.
Pete, I've been trying to get us off that mailing list since 1982.
Relax, Raj.
This is the hottest chick that's ever been in this store, you know, and I caught her trying to escape.
Peter flicks through the mailing list and spots Courtney's entry. It reads, Christina Walters hearts Peter, then gives her address. Christina is sobbing in her apartment.
So weird.
Jane and Courtney come in.
Hey. Hey. Sweetie, Christina, what's going on? What happened?
I came to see the cookie. But you went, oh, God.
You didn't want to eat the cookies?
No.
What?
Just read this.
All right. Commandment number 9. No. Thou shalt love what's possible. Oh, Christina, honey, we've gone over this. You did not know the guy was going to be getting married, all right? It's all right. He just wasn't possible, sweetie.
Not that one. The next one. Commandment 10.
Oh, thou shalt not fear?
Yes, thou shalt not fear.
What are you talking about, fear? What you did was an incredibly thing. You completely dropped all of your boundaries, and you met this guy halfway. Shit, you met him more than halfway. You went all the way to Somerset.
You guys, it was just another game. Come on. If he hadn't been getting married, if he wasn't the groom, what do you think I would have done? Huh? That's right. Court, you know, I would have done the same old thing. I would have hesitated. I would have froze up. I would have, you know, kissed him and then ran off. Give him the wrong phone number. Hook that fish and just throw him right back. Jesus. Stuck in a rut. Big, fat rut. Guys, I don't want to be that girl anymore.
I know.
You know?
I know. None of us do.
Let's go dancing.
Any chance?
Of what? Nah, don't even bother. She's on a mission.
Christina is dancing by herself in the center of the crowded dance floor.
How's it shaking, ladies?
No, thank you.
Your body's banging.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Your face
Neato.
Is too.
Thanks.
A man approaches Christina.
Thanks.
No, you are. You have some original moves.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yes. Can we let
before?
A couple times.
Yeah.
I'm Donnie.
Christina.
It was like 16 candles. I'd love to take you out sometime.
Really? Well, that's nice. I mean, give me your card. I'll call you sometime.
Thank you. Seem like a really nice person. Yeah, work on monkey.
I'll work on the monkey.
Christina looks at the couple slow dancing around her, then tries to dance alone, with her eyes closed. She finally stops, looking deflated, and stares at the business card in her hand, then tucks her hair behind her ear. She comes to a decision and joins Donnie at the bar.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, do you have a pen?
You betcha.
She starts writing.
I'm a jerk, and I want to apologize because I did not plan on calling you. I'm going to give you my number so that you can call me because I found out something that was completely life-changing, that, you know, it's okay to take a chance. You know, it's okay to. Love is crazy, and that's what love is. It's taking a chance. And my girlfriend Courtney and I went on this crazy ride. I went for a guy. I went across the state, practically, to find this guy that I don't even know. And I, you know, I don't even know you, but here I am. I'm having this conversation with you. And I know that if I just take a chance, maybe with you, that maybe, I don't know.
Forget it. Oh, what's a guy gotta do to get laid?
He hurries away, and Christina is left sitting alone, looking close to tears. Now, Christina, Courtney and Jane are sitting in the back of a yellow cab. They all look glum. Christina looks out of the window as they pass buildings festooned with colourful signs.
No problem.
While Christina pays the driver, Jane and Courtney look stunned, then surprised by something outside their building.
Chris?
Yeah?
Honey?
Wait, what?
It's Peter.
My God.
He's asleep on the front steps.
What am I gonna do?
I think you can handle this one on your own. It's all good, girl.
Shh. Figure this one out.
Christina.
What are you doing here?
I came here to apologize to you.
For what?
For not telling you I was getting married. I should have told you that, and I didn't, and I'm sorry.
Look, you're the guy that needs the last fling before your wedding. That's...
No, that's... I'm not that guy. I mean, you spilled my drink, and I let you buy me a beer. That was all there was to it. We had fun, we talked, that was it. Right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I didn't get married.
Christina turns to him, looking puzzled.
What do you mean?
Judy and I, we called it off.
Well, I hope that that thing that happened didn't have anything to do with it.
No. It had nothing to do with that. Judy and I both realized we were doing the wrong thing. I mean, two people should be in love. But Judy, I mean, she's happy. She's scuba diving in Bali. She really liked you, too. She thought you were great. Why are you at my wedding?
You know, it was just one of those sort of spontaneous things my girlfriend and I do. It was just really... And it just got screwed up.
Look. I came here tonight because I wanted to see you. And I thought that maybe, that night that we met, I thought there was something, some feeling I had about us, or I thought that maybe you might feel that way, too. Is this a mutual thing, or am I just, this is not a mutual thing at all. This is a very stupid thing. I am stupid. I should go. I really apologize for wasting your time, and I'm gonna go jump off the Golden Gate Bridge now. Thanks.
See ya.
Stupid. That's what.
Christina watches as he stumbles up some steps.
Yes, gosh, this is going so well. Yes.
She lingers on the sidewalk, then heads into her building and leans back against the front door. She pushes her hair off her forehead and takes several deep breaths.
I'm not going to be afraid.
She smiles, then scurries outside.
Peter! Shit. Peter! Peter, wait!
She runs up the hill. She looks around hopelessly.
Shit.
Suddenly, she sees him talking to himself animatedly and holding a bunch of flowers. A taxi drives between them, splashing them both with water.
Come on!
Oh. Are you okay?
Yes.
Oh my God. Look, I don't think I really handled that too well.
No, I didn't handle it at all. I'm so sorry. Look, I wanted to find you so that I could tell you that what I couldn't tell you up there, which was that I did come to your wedding because I wanted to see you again, because the feeling is mutual and you better be a really good kisser.
She steps forward and kisses him. He responds enthusiastically and they become lost in each other's embrace.
Week.
Week?
Yeah. It's okay, you can try again. Okay.
He kisses her again, and she pulls away, looking hugely disappointed.
You're so much better in my dream. Sweet.
Hold these.
He hands her the flowers and tries again.
I thought this was like mutual.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious. Listen, I'll call you, okay?
What? Wait!
Thanks for the flowers. Really nice touch.
I'm out of practice. I just woke up. Unbelievable.
Tell us about Christina Walters. Peter.
Christina Walters, yep. I know her. Bitch. Made my life a living hell. First she tries to palm me off on her friend, then she calls me a dick, then she hunts me down like a dog at my own wedding. Then, when I try to apologize for everything, she's like, I don't know you. You're one of hundreds. I have no feelings for you. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
He pulls blah, Christina blah, onto his lap. Courtney, Jane, and Roger join them on the sofa. On the table next to them is their wedding photograph. Peter is holding Christina in his arms, with Courtney posing on one side and Roger looking down Jane's top on the other.